Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Renuka with the World News. The headlines. US confirms safe passage of two merchant ships through Strait of Hormuz, rejects Iran in missile strike claims. Indonesia and Japan signed defense cooperation agreement to strengthen ties across defense industry, human development and disaster mitigation. In Ukraine, 5 people killed and 18 injured after Russian missile hits Kharkiv region. Asian Development Bank launches financing facility to develop critical mineral supply chains in Asia-Pacific countries. And in IPL cricket, match between Lucknow Super Giants and Mumbai India underway at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Two US-flagged merchant vessels have successfully passed through the Strait of Hormuz, the US military confirmed today, as Washington's Project Freedom mission got underway despite Iranian warnings and sharply conflicting accounts of what happened in the narrow waterway. The development comes after Iran's semi-official Fars news agency claimed that Iranian forces fired two missiles at a U.S. Navy vessel near Jask Island after it allegedly ignored warnings from the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The U.S. Central Command flatly denied the claim. On a social media post, it said no U.S. Navy ships have been struck, adding that its forces were supporting Project Freedom and enforcing the naval blockade on Iranian ports. Separately, the United Arab Emirates confirmed a drone attack on one of its own vessels. Two drones struck at ADNOC-affiliated tanker, identified as the MV Barka, while it was transiting the strategic waterway. A report.
President Trump's Project Freedom mission launched today, deploying guided missile destroyers, more than 100 aircraft and 15,000 service members to escort stranded commercial ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran rejected the plan outright, warning that any foreign military force entering the strait would be attacked. Tehran also claimed its navy fired on a U.S. warship that attempted to transit without permission, a claim Washington flatly denied. Separately, Iranian drones struck an empty UAE oil tanker in the waterway with no casualties reported. The strait, through which around 20% of global oil shipments pass, has remained effectively restricted for 2 months, sending energy prices sharply higher. Oil prices rose further and stocks fell on Monday as the confrontation deepened. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
Indonesia and Japan have signed a new defense cooperation agreement aimed at deepening ties across defense industry, human development, disaster mitigation measures. Indonesian Defense Minister Safrazi Shamsuddin signed the agreement with his Japanese counterpart Shinjiro Koizumi in Jakarta today. Speaking ahead of the signing, Mr. Shajafri said the two nations had agreed to expand substantive cooperation in the defense sector while respecting each country's national interests. During bilateral talks, both ministers also discussed enhancing cooperation in maritime security, conducting joint military exercises, and advancing collaboration on defense technology and hardware. The agreement follows Japan's recent policy shift to lift its long-standing restrictions on overseas arms exports, a move aimed to strengthen its defense industry. A Russian missile strike on the town of Mereva in Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region has killed 5 people and injured 18 others. Regional Governor Oleh Sinebov said victims include 2 men and 3 women, while 18 people were injured, 4 of whom are in serious condition. He added that the attack damaged 10 homes, an administrative building, 4 shops, a car repair workshop and a food establishment. Regional prosecutors said Russian forces appear to have used an Iskander-type ballistic missile in the strike. There has been no immediate response from Russia regarding the incident. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky held talks with President of the EU Commission Ursula von der Leyen on strengthening European support for Ukraine, including a proposed financial assistance package and deeper security cooperation. In a statement on social media, Mr. Zelensky said the discussions focused on a European support loan, particularly the timeline for the first tranche. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has launched a new financing facility to help countries in Asia and the Pacific develop critical mineral supply chains required for clean energy, batteries, electric vehicles, and digital technologies. The initiative, titled the Critical Minerals to Manufacturing Financing Partnership Facility, was launched yesterday. It aims to transition the region from a supplier of raw materials into a hub for high-value industries such as processing, manufacturing, and recycling. Asian Development Bank President Masato Kanda said in a statement that critical minerals will shape the next industrial era. He added that Asia and the Pacific should be more than a source of raw materials. The bank added that the facility aims to meet rising demand for clean energy while supporting inclusive economic growth and job creation across the region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said, India and Jamaica are close, though geographically apart, and both nations are proud developing nations of the Global South. He said, both nations have made a place of themselves in the global community. In his remarks at the unveiling of the new digital scoreboard at Sabina Park Cricket Stadium in Jamaica, Dr. Jaishankar said India has stood with Jamaica in times of celebration, sport and moments of difficulty. The External Affairs Minister said, sports bring nations together and cricket has a special meaning for India and Jamaica. He added that it is a sport which is played and loved by a large number of countries. Government has said that there has been no dry out at LPG distributors across the country and commercial LPG supply has been restored to around 70%. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that more than 2.15 lakh tons of commercial LPG have been sold in April month. Director in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Opesh Kumar Sharma, said that all Indian seafarers remained safe with no incidents reported.
The Ministry of Port, Shipping and Waterways continues to coordinate with Ministry of External Affairs, our missions abroad and maritime stakeholders to ensure seafarer welfare and uninterrupted maritime operations. All Indian seafarers in the region continue to be safe and no incident involving Indian flag vessel has been reported in the past 24 hours. The DG Shipping Control Room has handled about 8,414 calls and more than 18,064 emails since activation. In the past 24 hours, there have been 41 calls and 99 emails which have been received.
7 Memoranda of Understanding MOU were signed between Sri Lanka and Maldives during the state visit of Maldivian President Mohamed Muizu, signalling a push to deepen bilateral cooperation. The agreements span over tourism, education, higher education, health and defence. The signing followed official talks with Sri Lankan President Anurakumar Dissanayake, after which both leaders issued a joint statement outlining key outcomes. The World Health Organization has said it is closely monitoring and supporting a public health incident aboard a cruise vessel in the Atlantic Ocean where a Hanta virus outbreak has been reported, leading to 3 deaths and several suspected infections. In a social media update, the WHO stated that it is aware of the situation and is assisting in the response. So far, 1 case has been laboratory confirmed, while 5 additional cases are under suspicion. Of the 6 individuals affected, 3 have died and 1 is currently receiving intensive care in Johannesburg, South Africa. Hanta virus is primarily transmitted to humans through contact with infected rodent urine, droppings or saliva. It can lead to severe respiratory illness and in rare instances may spread between people. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants LSG have set a target of 229 runs for Mumbai Indians at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. In reply, MI were 127 for no loss in 10 overs when reports last came in. Put into bat, LSG scored 228 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US confirms safe passage of the 2 merchant ships through Strait of Hormuz, rejects Iranian missile strike claims. Indonesia and Japan sign defense cooperation agreement to strengthen ties across defense industry, human development and disaster mitigation. In Ukraine, 5 people killed and 18 injured after Russian missile hits Kharkiv region. Asian Development Bank launches financing facility to develop critical mineral supply chains in Asia-Pacific countries. And in IPL cricket, match between Lucknow Supergiant and Mumbai Indians underway at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.